Today we're going to talk about the importance of meditating on Christ Jesus. You know, have you ever seen a person who always seems very confident, always at peace, always seems to enjoy the blessings of God? Well, why is that? Because they have learned to recreate in their heart or repaint their heart through meditation. You know, the Bible is very clear about this. It talks so much about the importance of meditation. And I want to give you just a few scriptures today because it's so important to learn this in order for us to rewrite the canvas of our hearts. It says in Psalm 4, verse 4, be angry and sin not. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. So notice what it says here, that we meditate within our hearts. And where do we do that? In our bed, when we are still. We are coming to a place of focus. We're coming to a place of where we're not rattled. We're just by ourselves. We're allowing the stress to leave our bodies. And it says here that we are able to actually overcome sin and anger when we meditate. Then in Psalm 5, verse 1, it says, give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my meditation. So here we see that meditation is linked directly to prayer. Psalm 49, 3 says, my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give me understanding. You know, understanding means that you got it. You accept something to be true, and the meditation of your heart gives you understanding. Psalm 64, 1 says, hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Now, the psalmist was surrounded by people who hated him. People wanted to kill him, and people wanted to take his life. So no wonder he got fearful. But you know what? When he meditated on it, the more he thought about it, the worse it became. See, meditation is simply when you combine information with emotion. Everyone meditates. We just tend to meditate on the wrong things often, and often by default. We decide what we should meditate on. You know, otherwise, we just meditate by default. When you think about something until it begins to produce the associated emotions, you are meditating and writing that on your heart. So when everything begins to go wrong and you begin to imagine how bad it could be, you see yourself losing your house or your children dying or ending up in a hospital or you're meditating on something else, really what you're doing, you're creating in your heart the potential for that to happen. The psalmist said, that when he was surrounded by fearful circumstances, he solved the problem by meditating. That meditation delivered him from the fear of his enemies. Psalm 119 says, I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. So here, the psalmist is linking his capacity to delight in God's word to the meditation that he applies to it. For some people, the word or the message of Jesus is burdensome. It could be heavy. It's difficult. It's challenging. It's sometimes even negative for some people. And because people turn into legalism. But God is not angry or upset with us. He's a God of love. So the more we begin to meditate on the word of God and his love for us, the more our lives are transformed by it. Psalm 119, verse 27 says, make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. So here, understanding God's word is directly related to meditation. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. You know, as I said before, most of our meditation is done by default. We don't choose the things we want to meditate on. We let thoughts drift in our mind and we begin to think about things until emotions are stirred. We think about the people who have wronged us. We think about the people who have said hurtful things to us. We think about those things until we create strong emotions in our imagination. That information plus emotion has an influence in our heart, and it affects the way we see ourselves. In the New Testament, we're told to choose what we will meditate on. Meditate on the good things. Meditate on those things that glorify God. who is Jesus, right? Meditate on those things that are positive and healthy and uplifting and encouraging. Meditate on those things. So we're commanded to make choices about what we meditate on. When we make those choices, then for the first time, we are able to direct our hearts the way we would choose instead of being directed by our circumstances and surroundings. Paul said in 1 Timothy 4:15, meditate on these things and give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. He told this to Timothy. He said, you got to meditate on these things because they will determine how you're going to live. You got to meditate on the grace of God because that's how you're going to live. So what does it really mean to meditate? Well, one definition is to attend to something. When you meditate on something, you are attending. You're giving diligent attention to whatever you are focusing on. Another way of looking at meditation is to see things, to connect with things, to understand things. It means to rehearse. Rehearsal is when you prepare the end from the beginning. You know, that's what God did. He saw in the book of Genesis chapter 1, we see this. And meditation is to ponder, to consider, or to frame up, or to mutter over and over again. In reality, when we attend to something, when we ponder something and it revolves around in our minds, when we consider it and we rehearse it, we are in fact framing up our future. We are building and creating our future. Now, Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, it says, set your affections on things above. That's what it says in the King James Version of the Bible. In that New King James Version of the Bible, it says mind. But really, when you look at the original text, the word here is imagination. A meditation is what you imagine. It is your imagination. It's using your imagination. So what is Paul saying? He says, set your affections on who you are in Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. In other words, use your imagination. Imagine yourself seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places, who you are in Him. You see, when you continually set your imaginations on who you are in Jesus, then a new picture is written on your heart. You begin to see yourself as you are in the heavenly places. The Bible says you're already seated there, so now you begin to see yourself as that. You see yourself as He is. So what I'm saying about meditation is that meditation is the only way to reprogram your heart. It's the only way to write truth on your heart. There is no other way. The Bible tells us that we are to believe on Jesus in our heart, not just in our mind. We are to believe on Him in a way that influences how we see ourselves, how we feel about ourselves. We are to believe in Him in a way that makes walking with Him effortless. That can only happen to the degree that we meditate and ponder on who we are in Him. Now, all of God's Word works as it should when it works from our heart. Through learning to meditate, we move ourselves from hearing His voice in our intellect to hearing His voice in our heart. Hearing God's voice in our intellect informs us. Hearing God's voice in our heart empowers us. You see, in reality, all our prayer and worship, all of our praise, and all that we do with God really should be a meditative process. When reading the Bible itself, we should engage our imagination so that it becomes a meditative process that literally influences our heart or impacts our heart. You see, this is the way to transformation. There is no other way than through meditation to change how you see yourself in your heart. You see, you have been given this key. You've been given a key to your heart. And that is so important. And that key is meditation. So I want you to repeat this after me today. I want you to speak it forth. I have the key to my heart. Meditation is the key to my heart. I can direct my emotions, my thoughts, and my destiny. I'll say this again and repeat this with me again. I have the key to my heart. Meditation is the key to my heart. I can direct my emotions, my thoughts, and my destiny.